hangs around. So for the next 100 years, there'll be some around. Unfortunately, it's a very cheap chemical to make, so in the developing countries of the world, China for instance, there's still plenty of DDT being made per year and used. DDT you can find in penguins floating around the Antarctic, have got a decent amount in them. It's everywhere. Canada gets a little bit of transcontinental transport. We get brown snow, which finds its way into Canada, and it's got Chinese DDT in it. In the 1970s then, when these large amounts were being used, humans contained about 1 ppm in the body fat, and in breast milk you got some really quite elevated levels, and that then is really not particularly good for newborns. Now the resistance that I talked about was first seen in 48. It's then use of insufficient insecticide to kill the insect population. We then get organisms, individuals inside that population with a biochemical mechanism that was just slightly different to their neighbours, being able to take out the particular compound and reduce its toxicity. So in this case here, the biochemistry converted the DDT to DDE. That meant the organism could survive. So that generation then was selected for, and that resistance then widely became dispersed throughout that population of insects. By 1980 then, there were 400 species which were resistant to DDT, and so the answer for the farmers at the start was, when there was some indication of resistance to the thing, we'll simply put larger and larger amounts onto it to try and get rid of these things, but then eventually to stop working completely, they had to switch to